The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded November 10, 1973 in New Delhi, India.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming here, taking so much trouble to participate in this Krishna consciousness movement. And I shall simply try to draw your attention about the importance of this movement. Importance of this movement is this, that we do not know what is the aim of life. The modern civilization all over the world, especially in the Western world, and nobody knows what is the actual problem and what is the aim of life. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita says the real problem is janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana. That birth, death, old age and disease, these are the problems. If you take birth, then you will have to die. Anyone who takes birth, he must have to die. And so long between birth and death, there is old age and disease. Actually, these are the problems. So far, we are concerned, living entities, every one of us. That is describing the Bhagavad Gita, na jayate na mriyate va kadachi. The living entity is never born, never dies. Nito sasatmayam purana na hannate hannamane sarire. The living entity is eternal, ever existing, and very old. And na hannate hannamane sarire, it does not die after the annihilation of this body. But the modern civilization, they are thinking that this body, we have got somehow or other a lump of matter, and so long we have got this body, let us enjoy sense gratification. This is atheistic theory. In our country, there were atheists also, just like Charvaka. According to his philosophy, he says, Rinam kritta dhritam privet. Because in our country, India, life is enjoyable when we get to eat too much ghee. Pakki khana. That is enjoyable. Just like in Western countries, that they can eat, they can drink more, and that is life in India. In our country, of course. So, rinam kritta kritam privet. If somebody says that I have no money, the Charvaka Muni says that you take loan from your friend and purchase ghee and enjoy life. Rinam kritta kritam privet, javat jive sukham jive. So long you live, live happy. Why? Make big borrow still and live happy. No, I shall be responsible. I shall have to pay next life. Charvaka Muni says, no, don't bother about next life. Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kuta punaragamana bhavet your body will be burnt in the crematorium, that finished. That's all. This foolishness is there, that this life, we do not know that this human form of life we have got by the evolutionary process, going through so many lives. Just like in our present life, we can understand that I have come to this body, old body, through child's body, boy's body, youth's body, in this way. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. It is not manufactured. Dehi-nasmin-dhathā-dehi-kau-māra-jo-manan-jarā-tathā-dehāntara-prāpti-dhīrastatya-namīyū. You have to accept this. Dehāntara-prāpti. From one body to another. What is my childhood body? That is gone. What is my boyhood body? That is gone. What is my youthhood body? That is gone. Not only for me, for everyone. There is past, present and future. Similarly, when this body will be gone, I will get another body. Where is the difficulty to understand? Tatha dehantara prati dhirastatvanami. Dhira, because we are not sober. There are two classes of man, dhira and adhira. Dhira means sober, thinking, thoughtful. And adhira means restless. So, with restless brain, it is difficult. But, if you have got sober brain, then there is no difficulty to understand that I am eternal. I was in the child's body. I was in the baby's body. I was in the boy's body. I was in a young man's body. Now I have got a different body. I am living asmin dehe, dehi nasmin jatha dehe. It is very easy to understand, but Krishna says, dhirastata namiyati. Those who are sober, they can't understand. So, people cannot understand, that means the modern civilization is not sober. It is just like cats and dogs. You cannot make a cat and dog sober to understand the philosophy of life. They have degraded so much. That is described in the Shastra. Jasya atma-buddhi kunapeti dhātuke atma-buddhi. Thinking, I am this body. I am American. I am Indian. I am Brahman. I am black, I am white, I am fat, I am thin, I am this. No. You are not this body at all. That is knowledge. Knowledge begins when you understand that you are not this body. That is the beginning of knowledge. Otherwise, I am this body, this knowledge is there in the cats and dogs also. The dog also jumping. Because he's thinking, I'm a very nice dog, a nice cat. So, Shastra therefore says, jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke. This body is a bag of three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu, according to Ayurveda system. This physiological condition, anatomical condition of this body, is made of kapha, pitta, vayu. So it is a bag of kapha, pitta, vayu, or flesh, bones, blood, urine, stool, mucus. If you dissect this body, you will find. Do you mean to say combination of these things can make a life so nice brain? If you are so competent, then take these ingredients. Bones, flesh, they are easily available in the slaughterhouse. Make a good bread. But that is not possible. They simply speak, but it is not possible. Therefore, this body is not the moving spirit soul. That is different. Therefore, Shastra said, jasyat buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disubho vajyati. And as soon as you take this body, that I am this body, then in body relation, because a woman has got body relation, she is my wife, and the children born out of the womb of that woman, that is my children, sadhik kalatradishu, jasyat buddhi, kunapeti dhatuke, sadhik kalatradishu, bhoma ijyadhi, bhoma, missing land, where we live, or where this body is produced, that is worshipable, that is called nationality. Bhoma ijyadhi, jasyat buddhi, kunapeti dhatuke, sadhik kalatradishu, bhoma ijyadhi, jatitha buddhi salile na karichi, and titha, holy place, just like people go to Vrindavan, Haridwar, salile, they take bath in the Ganges and the Jamuna, and they think that now we have finished our titha. No, titha is not that. Titha means we have to find out sober person to take instruction from. So people who are not interested to the sober man and lives like this, that I am this body and the bodily productions, relations, they are my own men, and if I go to holy place, take bath and then come back, no, Shastra says no. Jatitha buddhi salile na karichi janesu abhigyesu. You must approach abhigya person. That is the meaning of pilgrimage. As the Veda says, tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacchet sutriyam brahmanishtham. We must find out a sober man or guru so that he can instruct you, he can deliver you from ignorance of life. So you find in this Bhagavad Gita, when there was talks going on between Arjuna and Krishna, friendly talks. Arjuna was speaking, let them enjoy this kingdom. I don't want to fight with my own men. That was his decision. Krishna said, no, this is not your duty. You are a Kshatriya. Now you are in the battlefield. You must fight. In this way, ordinary topics were going on. But when Arjuna saw it very difficult to understand whether I shall fight or not fight, he accepted Krishna as guru. Because he thought that friendly talks will not make solution. Let me accept Krishna as my guru. Shishastriya sadhimans prapannam. Prapannam, I am surrendered. You are my guru. Now you are not my friend, you are my guru. Because a disciple cannot disobey the guru. A friend can disobey. Krishna was asking to fight. As a friend, he was disobeying. But if the guru says that you must fight, then you cannot do that. Therefore, he accepted Shishastriya, Shadimanga Prapanna. So, actually, we are all in the ignorance. The same formula. Jasyatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhoma idhati. Jatitha buddhi salilena tarhichit janesu avhigyesu. Sa eva gokhara. Gokhara, go means cow. And khara means ass. This is the verdict of the Shastra. That if anyone is in the bodily concept of life, he is no better than the animal, go and khara, ass and cow. So, this ignorance, when this ignorance prevails, that is called dharmasya glani bhavati bharata. Krishna says, jada jadahi dharmasya glani bhavata bharata. When people have become like cats and dogs, the bodily concept of life, and working whole day and night, without any spiritual understanding, without the aim of life. So, this human life is not meant for that purpose. This is the mistake. It is not that the dogs and cats are eating in a different way. Now we eat in a nice table, a nice plate, and are very nicely dressed and you are eating. But the eating process is there. Either you nicely eat or wrongly eat, but you have to fulfill your will and satisfy your hunger. That is not advancement of civilization. To eat nicely, to sleep nicely, to defend nicely, and to have sexual life nicely, that is not advancement of civilization. Ahara nidra vayamaitunancha samarnametat pasubhi narana. Sexual intercourse with beautiful woman and sexual intercourse with the female dog, the pleasure is the same. That is not advancement of civilization. Advancement of civilization is atma-tattam. That is explained in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. Apasyatam atma-tattam griheshu griha-medina srotobhyādini rājendra. Maharaj Parikshit asked Sukadeva Goswami, "Now I am going to die. What is my duty? What I shall hear from?" So at that time, Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami said, "My dear king, srotobhyādini nidam santi sahasra apasyatam atma-tattam griheshu griha-medina." Those who are griha-medhi, griha-medhi means has met the home, country, society, family as the only means of advancement, they are called griha-medhi. But there is another word, what is called grihastha-ashram. Ashram, brahmachari ashram, grihastha ashram, vanaprastha ashram, sannyas ashram. Ashram, as soon as any common man can understand, as soon as we say ashram, there is some spiritual idea. Ashram, here is the ashram. So grihastha ashram is different, and grihamedhi is different. Grihamedhi means one who does not know what is the ultimate goal of life, and living like cats and dogs also, they live with their children, wife, they also find out food, they also try to defend, protect. Simply with these ideas, if we live, that is called griha-medhi, apasyatam-atma-tattam. Therefore, our Vedanta Sutra is there to give enlightenment. As our student, Srimad Pradyumna Das Adhikari said, "Athāta brahma jigyāsa." This life is not meant for wasting time like cats and dogs, because after all, we have to give up this life. But before giving us this life, we must gain something. That is described in the Upanishad. Etat viditya prayati sa brahmana. We will have to die like cats and dogs, but we have got the chance to understand what is the value of life. The cats and dogs have no chance. See, simply, if we waste our time like cats and dogs and do not know what is the aim of life, say, saya kripana, etat viditya prayati, aviditya prayati sa kripana. There are two things, brahmana and kripana. Kripana means miser. A person who got this valuable body, just like if you get millions of dollars, if you do not utilize it, if you simply see in the treasury that you have got so much money, then you are kripana. It is practical. But if you utilize that money, and instead of 1 crore, you make 10 crores, then you are called integral. Similarly, if we think that I have got this human form of life, better standard of eating, sleeping and mating, then you remain kripana. you could not utilize. But if you know in this life which is possible, what is the value of this life, what is Brahma, what I am, what is my connection with Brahma, why I have come here, where I shall go again, why I am put into the miserable condition of life, I do not wish to die, why death is enforced upon me, this is called Brahma Jignasa. Enquiry. Why? Therefore there is a Keno Upanishad. Why? Unless this why enquiry comes into the human body, then he is failure. Parabhavastavadavodajata javanna jignasata atmatattam. Whatever you are doing, you are being defeated. Because you are doing everything in ignorance. And this body, this is my country, this is my kinsman. And in this way, I die like cats and dogs. Krishna says, jadadadahi dharma saglani bhavati bharata, obhuthana adharmas, adharmas. What is that dharma? Krishna says, puritranam sadhunam vinashaya cha duskrita, dharma samasthapanarthaya juge juge sambhavani. So what is that dharma? Dharma, it is said, dharmanto sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma, the simple description of dharma is the codes which are given by God. It doesn't matter whether you are Hindu, Muslim or Christian or any civilized man has got some religion. Because dharmi nahi na pusubhi samana. If you haven't got no religion, it doesn't matter whether Hindu religion or Muslim religion. You must have some religion. Religion means to understand God. That is religion. Religion does not mean I manufacture something. No, you cannot manufacture it. Religion means just that you cannot manufacture law. Law is given by the state, by the government. Similarly, religion means the codes, the orders given by God. Therefore, you must know what is God, what is His order, and how to carry out it. Then you will be successful. Your life is successful. Otherwise, just like the cats and dogs, they do not know how to carry out the laws of the state. Of course, they are excused. They keep to the right, keep to the left. The cats and dogs, they can violate. Law is not meant for the cats and dogs. Law is meant for the human being. Therefore, the cats and dogs, if they violate the courts of God, the law of God, they can be excused because they are animals. But a human being, he has got the developed consciousness. If he does not utilize this body for understanding what is God, what I am, what is my relationship with God, how to act, where from I have come, where to go. There are so many questions. That is called Brahma Jignasa. Athato Brahma Jignasa. This life is meant for Brahma Jignasa. Now, where to jignasa? That is also Vedikinjana. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Tad vijnanartham, you don't understand that transcendental science. One must have to go to the bona fide guru. And who is guru? Guru is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And anyone who represents that Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is Guru. Guru means representative of Guru, as God. Therefore, according to Vedic Shastra, Guru is worshipped like God. This is just like my disciples, they have given this seat, and almost equally with God's seat. That is injunction. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat. Guru should be worshipped as God. But Guru will never claim that he is God. That is not Guru. Guru will always claim, that he is servant of God. Because the Shishya worship him as Shishya, Guru does not say that you simply worship me. He directs that you worship God. But because one gets God's connection through Guru, therefore Guru is worshipped as God. Just like in our country, there was Viceroy. He was given the same respect as the king because he is representative of the royal representative. Similarly, Shastra says, Sakshadharitena samasta shastre ruktasthatha bhavata eva sadhubhi kintu prabhurja priya eva tasya bandi gurasri charanarandam. This is the offering of obeisance to Guru. Guru is described as respectable as the Supreme Personality of God. Acharyamam vijaniyat, the Supreme Personality of God says, that Acharya should be accepted as I am. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Acharya upasanam. So therefore, we have to receive the knowledge in the disciplic success of Acharya. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarsayo vidu. Rajarsaya. This knowledge, they were understood by the Rajarshi. Rajarshi means king, at the same time saintly person. Not the king and robber. Dasyudharma, simply exacting taxes. Come on, give me tax. And you go to hell. That is not king. That is not government. It is government's duty to make. The government should be Krishna conscious, and it is government's duty to see that everyone is Krishna conscious or God conscious. You say Krishna or God, it doesn't matter. If you think that let the people go to hell, it doesn't matter. Bring taxes, and let us enjoy, and you go to hell. It is very horrible condition. So, everywhere this is going on, therefore, there is necessity of awakening this God consciousness of the people. It is not a childish thing or sentimental fanaticism. It is real science, because this human life is meant for understanding what I am. Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati. If you can educate people to become Brahma-bhuta, then prasannatma, he becomes happy, jolly. Just like these American boys, American girls, they were many, many times in better condition of life. Now they are wondering with me, what can I give them? I cannot give them nice food. I cannot give them nice shelter, neither I have money. They are coming, they are all rich men's sons. But they are after me. Why? Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma. They have got something. They are feeling of life. That's Bhakti Vedanta Swami has given us something. That is, therefore they are after me. So this is the Brahmakarna, Brahma-bhuta-atma. Brahma-bhuta-prasanna-atma. That is the sign. I have become Brahma. I have become Narayana. No. If you are prasanna, if you are always joyful, then it is to be understood that you have realized Brahma. Brahma-bhuta-prasanna-atma. Na sochati, na kankhati. There is no sochana. Here in the material world, I have got something, if I lose it, I cry, I have lost. And if I do not possess, then kankhati, I must get it. These two businesses are going on. But when you become Brahma-bhuta, prasannatma, these two things will go out. No kankhati, no sushi. and samas sarveshu bhuteshu. Samas sarveshu bhuteshu. Equally seeing all living entities. Pandita samadarshan. That because Brahma Bhuta means he is learned scholar. Aham Brahmasmi is self-realized. Therefore, he has no such distinction that give protection to the human being and send the poor animals to the slaughterhouse. Equality. What equality? What did the poor animals have done that you are sending them to the slaughterhouse? Is there civilization? This rubbish civilization maintaining hundreds and thousands of slaughterhouse? So, simply speaking, love, fraternity, where is your fraternity? Where is your love? This cannot be possible. This may be big talks only, but to be understood by the nonsense. Unless you become Brahma Bhuta, self-realized, Krishna conscious, God conscious, these things are only stories. It is not possible. This is the description in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, na sochati na kankati, samas sarveshu bhuteshu, madhavakti labhate param. Then he becomes a devotee. To become devotee is not so easy thing. Not so easy thing. People think that devotion is a sentiment. No, it is not sentiment, it is a great science. It is a great science to become fully satisfied. Fully satisfied, as Krishna says, Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamaheswaram sridam sarvabhutanam gyata mam shantimichyati. This is the process of shanti. Bhoktaram, Krishna is the enjoyer. We are after worshipping Krishna. That is our business. Wherever we go, we install this Krishna deity. And you are for Krishna. We print books for Krishna. We distribute books for Krishna. We beg everyone to become Krishna's bhakta. Therefore it is Krishna conscious. We have no other business than Krishna. As Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ gacchami. We are doing that. We have no other business. Simply Krishna. Why? Krishnastu Bhagavān Svayam. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says in the Bhagavad, matta parataraṁ nanyat kinti jasti dhananjaya. I am the Supreme. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvaṁ pravartate iti vatya bhajante māna buddhā bhāva samadhi. Only the learned scholars can worship Krishna. Only the learned scholar, self-realized soul, can understand Bhagavad Gita. Not by the politicians or the so-called scholars. No, it is not possible. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is very important movement. We appeal to the sober class, dhīra, not the adhīra. We also accepting dhīra and adhīra by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, by the mercy of the Goswami, dhīra adhīra. Dhīra and adhīra. Just like these boys and girls, they were adhīra. Now they are dhīra. Adhīra. Adhīra means without any responsibility, doing all nonsense. Actually, they are rich men's, rich nations, sons and daughters. They are doing it. But now they have become dhīra. No illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. No gambling. Yes, sir. This is dhīra. You are already intoxicated. You are already illusioned in this material world. If you still go on drinking, where is the possibility of knowledge? And you must have sober brain to understand. So this is going on. Therefore, my appeal to all the sober men to understand this Krishna consciousness movement and join it for the benefit of his personal self, for the benefit of his country, for the benefit of the whole human society. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.